How to use Facebook marketing for real estate wholesaling marketing. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, in this edition, we'll talk about how to apply Facebook marketing in a real estate wholesale business without throwing money away. Obviously, everyone is talking about Facebook marketing, Instagram marketing, online marketing, internet marketing when it comes to wholesaling. And it's truly really like really, really good times in the history of mankind. And I wanted to share you with you my insights, my experience with online marketing as regards with relationship to real estate wholesaling. And I want to make sure I give you some really good pointers here so you don't get into trouble like most people that are going to try to attempt this, okay? It's one of those things that you want to make sure that you have the knowledge or at least be able to hire somebody who has the knowledge, okay? My preference is that you do, if you're going to do anything, you do both, okay? You can have the knowledge and you can decide to hire somebody, but my preference is that if you're going to hire somebody, make sure you have the knowledge as well. Before you embark on trying to use Facebook marketing or any type of online marketing for your real estate wholesaling business, okay? There's multiple angles to this, but I think the best way that I should address this is to really come from a standpoint of answering this question that I received. So without any further ado, let's get into the questions. All right, so he says, Ola, thanks for all your videos. I'm learning a lot and creating playlists for the ones I can't get to right away. Good choice. Great, great choice, okay? Definitely, yes, I do release a lot of videos and it's deliberate, okay? But I also know that some of my best students and best prodigies watch all my videos. They may not get to it right away, but they create a playlist. So what you want to do is under this video, you see like a little plus sign or, you know, different things like that. You can click on it and then you can add it to a playlist. You can create a playlist and you can always get back to it. And then there should be like a little clock on the video as well too. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can click on that and that should add me to your watch later. All right. So these are different tools on top of this video that can allow you ensure that you watch every video that I release. So great choice for adding it to playlist. So he says, so I noticed that you've done some videos on Facebook marketing. Yes, I have. I tried to think it through on how I can apply Facebook marketing to generating leads and prospects for wholesale. I think I need some insights from you if you don't mind. All right, so that's the thing. I have Facebook marketing training on this channel. If you Google my name, Ola Talks Abitogun Facebook Marketing. If you search for it on YouTube, you see at least maybe about 11 to 15 videos pop up on the subject Facebook marketing. I suggest that you watch those videos because because this video is going to serve as a good foundation for you before you watch those videos. But with those videos, I go into a lot of them has live demonstration of how I tweak and test and optimize campaigns inside of Facebook and why I do it, why I set certain type of numbers. There's no numbers written in stone anywhere when it comes to marketing, but there's certain concepts behind choosing certain numbers as a threshold, as an edge measure when it comes to managing your campaign. So I would definitely suggest watching those videos. Again, you can just search on YouTube. After you finish watching this video, you can search Ola Talks Abitogun Facebook Marketing. And as you see quite a few of them come up, then you can store them in a playlist and you can watch them, right? So he said, I try to think it through. So here's the thing, you can watch those videos, you can understand it from a standpoint of, you know, the same rules apply in all businesses. It's the three P's in all businesses, the three C's in all business. Every business, in my opinion, needs multiple streams of income because cash flow is king, right? Same concept, same seven marketing step ideas, same seven principles that I teach all the time on this channel. But maybe it's a little bit helpful if you watch this video today and I kind of like use wholesaling, right? Real estate wholesaling and its own uniqueness when I'm explaining this stuff, okay? So I'm gonna attempt to do that. So lucky day, right? So he says, I think, and he's okay. So I tried to Google some information, but nothing specific to real estate wholesale marketing on Facebook. Can you dig into this? So hopefully this video is popping up when you search for Facebook marketing for real estate wholesale or real estate wholesale marketing on Facebook. Hopefully this video will start popping up because that's my goal. All right. But in any way, let's get into how you need to advertise your real estate wholesale on Facebook. Right. So there's three different concepts, right? We have the three P's first, which corresponds together with three M's, right? And then we have the three C's, which breaks down the third P, which is the process, into further pieces, and then we have multiple streams of income. You absolutely must pay attention and know exactly what I just said. So if you don't know what I just said, what you want to do is you want to make sure you watch another video, which is seven marketing principles when it comes to real estate wholesale. You want to Google my name, and then you want to Google that and make sure you watch that video. And I will watch this video multiple times, okay? But essentially what that means is the three P's. You have the product, the process, and the people, right? The first thing you want to do is you want to identify the people. Now you're clear as a real estate wholesaler that you want to help motivated sellers get rid of their property. That's the whole point of wholesaling, okay? So there's two different angles to look at it. You want to help yourself make $30,000, $40,000 per deal, or you can say you want to help homeowners get rid of their property that they don't want. Motivated sellers with distressed properties in distressed situation, you want to help them get rid of that liability, right? And that's how you make 30 to 40 grand. It's the same thing, but the way you say it makes a whole lot of difference. You're helping somebody save their financial life, right? And that's why you're making 30, 40 grand per deal, okay? And that's the best way to look at it when it comes to marketing, because the language you speak is going to mean everything. It's going to make all the difference in the world when it comes to marketing effectively and efficiently and attracting the right type of people. Now, speaking of attracting, we want to be attracting people, okay? People, process, product, right? When it comes to how do you connect the product with the people, you want to use attraction marketing, okay? Why? Because attraction marketing comes with confidence. These people want to work with you. You don't have to beg them. You don't have to cajole them into working with you. They want to work with you because they're attracted to you. They don't get to make the choice of attraction. They're just attracted to you. How? Because you created value, okay? You created value and you blasted value all over the place. So if you're going to market online, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, your money is going to go farther. If you are creating value in the form of articles and videos and content every day, video content on problems and questions, frequently asked questions about your ideal prospect. So in real estate wholesale, your ideal prospect would be a motivated seller and the other hand of the deal, okay? It's your responsibility to have a buyer for this property as soon as possible. You want buyers, you want real estate investors, you want newbies and experienced buyers alike. You want anybody that's qualified to put down money and purchase these properties. Anybody that's qualified to close the deal, that's the person you want to talk to. So you're dealing with two different type of people, okay? You yourself, as a wholesaler, you're the facilitator of getting rid of this person's property, but you're also the facilitator of helping this person secure a property at a discount, possibly to live in, yes, to live in, and then sometimes, a lot of times, to fix and rehab and flick back into the market, right? And all of the above, right? So it's your job to help people facilitate wholesale discounts, but it's also your job to help this person get rid of a property that's pretty much a liability on their financial books. Does that make sense? So these two type of people essentially means that you have to do marketing on both ends, okay? You don't have to, but you should, and you should understand how all of that works, okay? If you focus on one area, if you focus on just finding motivated sellers, that means you have another thing that you depend on for finding your another source for your buyers. If you have a good source of buyers, as long as they're not straw buyers can get you in trouble. If you have a good source of buyers, maybe a trusted partner who focuses on that part, which is why, again, partnership is a big deal in wholesaling. If you have strategic partnership, you can make your life a whole lot more easier. But with online marketing, it can be actually very, very easy. So you're building a list of buyers, but you also have this list of pre-foreclosures, a list of divorcees, a list of expired listings, and you're offering, you're putting offers out there So you can secure a deal that you can flip to other people. You secure a house under contract, you have equitable interest, and then you flip it. That's how wholesale works. The idea is you buy low and you're selling high without touching the property at all, without putting any work in. That's wholesaling, right? That's wholesaling. And even if you're a real estate investor, this is a process you want to learn, because again, not every houses that come across your table will become a fix and flip. A lot of them can become a quick 20 grand, 30 grand, 5 grand in your pocket. And cash flow is everything in this business. And if you know anything about my 7-step ideas, the 7th step is all about multiple streams of income and cash flow. And I can't tell you how much you need cash flow in your business. You don't have to wait for the $150,000 days. You don't have to wait for the $50,000 days. That $2 adds up. That $3 adds up. That $1,000, $3,000, $5,000. You want all that money coming in because they add up. Okay, it adds up. Okay, so that's why the 7th step is always going to be multiple streams of income. So again, 3 P's, which is the same thing as the 3 M's. M's essentially means media, market, and message. Your message is the product you're selling, the services that you're offering, right? But again, in real estate wholesaling, I wanted to stress the people, okay? Because we cannot talk about Facebook marketing or Google marketing, online marketing, if you don't know, if you haven't identified the people you're trying to serve. You're serving, excuse me, my Nigerian accent was struggling with my the other accent that I made up, right? But anyway, like if you, your marketing, right? Your marketing, you're dealing with two types of individuals, okay? When it comes to the people you're focused on, okay? You need to identify the market, the M, right? Or the people, the P, right? You need to identify the people that you have chosen to serve, okay? You've chosen to serve two types of people when you choose to be in the real estate wholesaling business. You've chosen to serve somebody who has a property, a liability property to get rid of, a property that's on their books, they're owing way too much, they inherited the property, they don't really want it, they filed for a divorce, they don't want anything to have to do with this house anymore. That house, they need to get rid of it. You're trying to serve that person, but you're also trying to serve an investor who wants to buy their first rental property at a discount, who wants to buy their home at a discount. Somebody wants to buy a fleet of homes for rentals, right? You're dealing with that person as well too. So let me talk about the first type of person. When you're talking about marketing, you're talking about the people, and you need to speak their language. If you're not speaking their language, your marketing will fail. Does that make sense? So let's talk about finding motivated sellers, okay? The traditional way is you send direct mail, a letter, offering to help people in foreclosures, offering to help people in expired list, to offering to buy the house, putting an offer in for expired listings, and people calling you say, hey, I do have this house, I need to get rid of, and you negotiating a deal that makes sense. You're negotiating an ARV type of deal, right? ARV, 65%, 50% of ARV. ARV stands for after repair value, right? So you're looking for discount, significant discount, equity that's already in the house. It's not equity to owner because they have other situations and they need to get rid of the property. To you, it's equity because you're in the business of what you do, right? And you're making money because you help them get rid of this headache, right? So when it comes to motivated sellers, you can create content that serve these people. So for example, for me personally, I have two types of people. People that are trying to avoid foreclosure and people that are trying to sell a house fast. I would create content, 100 pieces of content each, okay? Over time, not one time, just one a day, one a week, you know, just it adds up. And, you know, each one of these pieces of content will attract people to you. And when they do decide to work with somebody to help them get rid of a property, guess what they're going to call? The expert, the person that I've helped them by actually helping them, the person that I've answered a lot of their questions. So you want to find out what questions these ideal prospects are asking. A person that's facing foreclosure and they're thinking about getting rid of a property, what kind of questions are they asking? You want to answer these questions in the form of a free article or videos, and you want to publish them online on an ongoing basis, on a regular basis. You want to keep doing that, okay? So you want to do that for both. Like if you were me, you would do that for both avoid foreclosure and sell your house fast, okay? And when you publish this content out there, this content, if you optimize them properly the way I show you in my free masterclass, which you can see the link, if you do them properly, right, this video will be ranking on the search engines when people search for terms and phrases and keywords that pretty much asking Google questions. When you ask Google questions, is people like you that provides the answers, okay? You want to be a producer of content on Google, because Google does not produce content. Google provides a platform, but Google provides a platform where you join the consumers of the content with the producer. You want to become a producer of this content. And when you do that, you will attract, keyword, attraction. You will be attracting prospects to yourself. Other people that don't know about this will be sending a mail, but people still have questions. They go on Google, they Google, they find you, and they sign up with you. They sign a contract for the house with you, and now you're securing contracts. Now, that's one aspect. That's the first type of people, right? Now you got to flip the property, right? You need buyers. You need to build a list of buyers, okay? So how are you going to build a list of buyers, right? Well, we already talked about how you're going to get people contacting you because you're answering their questions already about foreclosure, about the risk of foreclosure, about the 6-7 different ways of avoiding foreclosures, about why they should sell a property and when they should sell a property. People just need to know sometimes when they need to get rid of a property. A lot of people just don't know. A lot of people ask their family and friends, but they just don't know, right? If you become that person that they see all the time, they found you, they subscribe to your channel, they subscribe to your newsletter, and you keep serving them with all these frequently asked questions by people that are in that typical situation, you become the expert. Does that make sense? Now, the second type of person, which is end buyers, cash buyers, mortgage buyers, people that just want to buy discount. You're looking for people that specifically want to buy wholesale discounts, okay? Not necessarily cash buyers. Cash buyers can come in if a deal fits their criteria, but you don't want to depend on cash buyers because most of them are not even cash buyers, really, okay? They're just a bunch of people that went through a guru training, they paid 40 grand, 30 grand, and now they're a cash buyer, okay? So you want to be careful with that. You want to keep your spectrum wide open for anybody who is willing to pick up properties, real estate properties at wholesale discount. How do you capture up these people's information? First of all, again, as usual, you want to be answering commonly asked questions about buying rental property, about buying a property at the wholesale in your local area, in New Jersey, in whatever your town is, your county is. You want to pretty much create content around that. And those content, if they are properly optimized the way I train you in my free masterclass, they'll be ranking in the search engines. When people search for these keyword phrases and these commonly asked questions on Google, your videos, your articles will pop up. And when they do decide to do business, guess who they want to do business with? With you, because you have exactly what they want. You solve their problem first, and you have the products for them to execute and start making money too, to start fixing and flipping as well. You have the properties, but you want to be the person giving them value. You want to create value first. But hey, there's two C's, okay? That's create value, right? I talk about create value. I talk about three P's, three C's. Now, you want to capture that audience, because not everybody that lands on your video will do business with you on the first day. It makes sense, right? Because they don't know you yet. Most people, when they don't know you yet, they're not going to do business with you, which is why you want to have multiple videos. People want to keep watching videos. You want to keep creating videos. You want to create all type of variation and angles to any particular questions. So here's what I mean by that. One question could be how to buy wholesale properties, how to buy wholesale real estate properties. Another angle to that could be 18 mistakes that most people make when they're buying a wholesale. So there's going to be multiple angles. You want to answer each one of those angles and variation, and each one of those needs to become a piece of content out there from you, the brand, okay? And when you have information out there like that, guess who everybody wants to do business with? Well, guess who's going to attract most of the leads in the marketplace? You're going to attract most of the leads in the marketplace. Oh, yeah, by the way, when it comes to the light and the green, I figure out it's the light that's creating that green light in my hand. So my hands are not dirty, by the way. All right. Does that make sense? So, yes, you just want to, how do you capture them? You create content, a little bit of a premium content to a PDF. It could be a 20-page special report that you've put together really nicely on how to do it. You can compile it. You can interview other people that are doing it successfully. You compile it nicely into a PDF. And you say, hey, I have this downloadable. If you download this, you give me your email address, you'll be able to download it. Enter your email address on this form, on this webpage. And as soon as they enter that email address, boom, it redirects them so they can download that. But guess what? You're building a list of potential cash buyers, or potential buyers of your wholesale deals, okay? But every time you have a property that's ready to go, you just put under contract. All you want to do is you want to blast that list. And then you have people knocking on your door, calling you. And you, not just that, calling you about the property, right? But not just that. You also have other people that have properties that are not necessarily the one you put under contract, but you can also share with your list. And you can partner with people and create partnerships and make money together like that all day long. Why? Let's think about that. Why? Because you have a list. A list is an asset in any type of business. You are in the media business. You are a marketer. You're not a wholesaler. You are a marketer, okay? So when you build a list like that, that list becomes an asset, because when other people in your local area, in your local real estate association, they have a property, they can't move, you send it to your list, boom. You could make $2,000, $5,000, $20,000 just in simple partnerships like that, and you want all this cash coming into your business. That's how you run a real estate wholesaling business like a pro. Now, when it comes to Facebook marketing, okay, let's talk about Facebook marketing. How does this apply to Facebook marketing? This applies to Facebook marketing because you can take that that PDF downloadable and your videos, and you can market those on Facebook. You're marketing your brand on Facebook. Now, you cannot necessarily market the motivated seller part of it on Facebook. You can rank videos in search engines. On YouTube, people can Google these videos, they can find these videos, right? But when it comes to the buyer end of things, you can target places like the Fortune Builders, which is a company that trains people how to become real estate investors, right? You can target targets like that, and you can put an ad in front of that audience. Facebook allow you to put an ad in front of that audience. They can download a simple calculator on how to calculate property rentals. They can download a PDF report on 18 biggest mistakes made by most people buying real estate properties. You can, when people download this stuff, you're building your list, and these people become potential. And not only that, you can geo-target. That means you can say, I only want people in New Jersey, I only want people in Colorado, I only want people in Miami. You can geo-target by zip codes, by state, obviously by country, right? You can do all those kind of things when it comes to Facebook. But again, when you go to Facebook, here are the rules. You want to use the 3 C's. You want to make sure you're creating value. That means if they Google your name, they'll find other information, other content from you. And you want to capture, okay? You want to give something away in exchange for their contact information, because that reduces your marketing cost over time. Because this is a list you're building now, and you can market to that list over and over again and never have to spend the same marketing dollars or the same cost of marketing anymore, right? And conversion, the 3 C's, converting, you're converting those people. So how do you convert them? It's in a very subtle way, using attraction. At the bottom of every email you send to them about a property, you want to make sure there's a name. And you also want to make sure you create articles and videos from time to time that can help them. If you find a piece of article that can help them, send it to your list so they can see you truly as the true leader that you really are by building that list in the first place. Okay? And that's really how to do it. So the rules I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to Facebook online marketing, make sure you're using the 3 C's all day long. You want to be creating, capturing, and converting. So if you're not sure what the 3 C's means, what I want you to do is I want you to Google 3 C's of real estate wholesaling, Ola Talks, or you Google backwards, Ola Talks 3 C's of real estate wholesaling. You can search it on YouTube right here, or you can search on Google. It should come right up. It's a video that you want to watch, because if you watch that in detail, you'll understand that and you'll be able to set that up when you're setting up Facebook. One thing you don't want to do is set up an ad on Facebook and there's no way that you're capturing this audience. You will lose a lot of money. You'll lose a lot of money. So that's something I want you to be careful. So that's what I have for you. Hopefully that makes a lot of sense to you. Go check out those other videos. In the meanwhile, make sure you give me a thumbs up, a like if you have comments, you have questions or anything like your thoughts, please share them in the comment below. Subscribe to this channel if you want to keep getting videos about real estate wholesaling, because I will never stop, okay? Subscribe to this channel, click subscribe and click the bell right next to it, okay? And on the screen, you want to reserve a free masterclass, okay? To go in depth on how I do this in my personal business, you'll be able to see that. Plus, there's some downloadables that will be very, very useful for you that you get to download. Once you enter your email address on the link on this screen right here, is olatux.com/mastermind. It's olatux.com/mastermind. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.